And Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. And just let's learn one Taisus we skipped over yesterday. V'chachamim Oimrim Lo Yitayl Ela Min Ha'Evus. This is going. We hear Amachloikis, Rabbi Elezer, and the Chachamim. Let's just say over the Memrem to understand what Taisus is speaking about. Rabbi Elezer Oimer Noitel Odom Kisa Mishalofono Lachzeis Boishinov. A person is allowed to take, if there's on the floor, there's some splinters, he's allowed to pick one up and to use it as a toothpick. V'chachamim oimrim lo yitoil elo min ha'evish shel behemah. That was on the floor, he's not allowed to take. But that wasn't the evish shel behemah, that's oimah to be eaten by the behemah, so that is not muktzeh, and that he's permitted to take. The Gemara brought a raya from the Chachamim that they do not hold as a heter of tiltul muktzeh, B'mokim kovet habriyis. Or b'mokim when he could prepare before Shabbos. V'chachamim oimrim lo yitol elo min ha'eves, nira l'ri, the lav davke min ha'eves, not that he can take davke from the mokim ha'achil of the behemoth, elo min ha'roi la'eves, that what's oimet to be put in the eves, a person is allowed to take. V'chalaka l'meima, we can't say the Shayna Ba'avis also the bottle agav kalke, that if it's not in the Avis it's also because it's bottle agav kalke, doesn't have a chashibis. Thus nan ba maybe kadiyain, vachachomim oimrim, migave mishalofono vomadlik, that the ksumim that are in his house, that he's allowed to take together and use it for fuel. Alma lav bottle hu, not bottle. So that what it's oimet to be put in the avis, that even though now it's on the ground, that is not mukze. Vaha deloy shori bekisem lachzei shinov ela lahadlik, mishum desavri le nitnu eitzim ela lahasoke. That these eitzim are only oimet for hasoke, they're not oimet for shimush ha'odam. So therefore, they're not min amuchan. Aval b'dava haroi la'ibis beima shori aflach tzeshinov. Stam amuchan la'beima, av amuchan la'odam. Rabbeleza da mahosam noita la'odam kisa mishalofon aflach tzeshinov. Rabbeleza holds that a person is allowed to take from the floor whatever's in his house to use it as a toothpick. Megava min achosar madlik. Sover da ma shebebayis muchan l'chol ma sheyirtzef l'alach tzeshinov. Whatever is on the floor in the house, that's muchen for all tashmishim. Avo shebechotzer einei muchen elo lahasok. Let us go to where we are up to. We had a memre of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, let's just maybe to get back into the swing of the sugya, let us start from Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rabbi Yochanan osa lekaneach becheres b'shabes. Rabbi Yochanan said that it is also to be mekaneach with a cheres in Shabbos. My time. Why is it? So there's a gewaldike diuk from Rabbi Yochanan that becheil it is mutter in Shabbos it is osa. My time. Ilayim mishum sakonim. If he holds that there's a physical sakone by using a cheres. So it's not only b'Shabbos, afilu b'chayil nami. So b'chayil it also should be yosef. Ve'elo mishum k'shofim, if he holds that there's, that they do, a person who's mekaneach with acheres, can, is susceptible to k'shofim, afilu b'chayil nami loy. So why dafke b'Shabbos? Ve'elo mishum hasharas nimen. Maybe the whole iser is, because if he'll be mekaneach with acheres, he might be toilish sarois, davashen miskavenu. So if that is the Isser and Shabbos, it should also be mutter, because he's not mechaven litlisha saris, and it's not a psikreisha. Omolu ravnosan baroishie gavra rabba ome milse neima botayim. So Rabbi Yochanan said something, lechaira, which is not understandable. So he said, he'll say apshat, loy mi boi bechayil da'osa. B'chayil, it is Icharosa. Avol b'Shabbos, obo b'Shabbos, hoyil v'ikar teiris kei, hoyil v'ikar teiris kei li olof shapir domi. But in Shabbos, I would think that this is preferable over Tzroires, because Acheres is a Tzroires Keli Yolo. In Tzroires, an Avonim what a person uses does not have a Tzroires Keli. So I would think that it is preferable to use a Cheres that is a Tzroires Keli over Tzroires and Avonim that do not have a Tzroires Keli. It's Kamash Malon that it is also. And yesterday we had spoken out the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says pshat as follows, that if the issa of using a cheres b'choil would only be als kshofim, kshofim is a supernatural type of a hezek. It's not al pi derech hateva. So then there'd be a svara to say that Shabbos, if one has a shaila, should he use a cheres, which is a keli, which is more mehudadik in Hilche Shabbos, or should he use avonim, which is not so mehudadik because they are mukze? So then there'd be a svara to say it is preferable to use the cheres. Aye, there's a shayla of kshofim. Shayma mitzvah lo yeda dovaro. If he's using the cheres in order to be a mehudadik shayma Shabbos, so he'd be permitted to use the cheres in Shabbos, even though there is a chshash of kshofim, because since the chshash of kshofim is only a hezek lamayla min ateva, it is not a tivyistik a hezek, and that one could be seimach on the schus of shmirah Shabbos, that it would be megin and he would not become genizik from the kshofim. So that would be the havamina. The havamina would have been that in the middle of the week it is also als kshofim. Shabbos, it would be mutter als, because als chshash of kshofim, le'idor gisa, there's a maile of, this is a greater hiddur in shmirah Shabbos, that he's using a keli, not avonim. He's not relying on the heter of kovod abrias to be matter till avonim. Is Kamash Malon, so Rabbi Yochanan told us that no, that there's another problem with Acheres. Besides the Chshash Kshofim, there's a Tivyistik Yemokim Lehezik. Acheres is a dangerous article to use for Kinuah. So Memela, since Alpi Derech HaTeva, Acheres should also not be used during the week. So Afilu and Shabbos, it also shouldn't be used, because if Apiderech HaTevet is a sakone, then I will not say Shema Mitzvah Lo Yeida Dovaro, because this is Shchichi Yazeike, and this is a Tiviyistik Yehezik, and one is not Ein Shemchen Alanes. That is how the Sam Sofer says Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan's member. Rove Masni Lo Mishum HaShores Nimen. Rove learned Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan, and that what Rabbi Yochanan said, one should not use a cheres on Shabbos, because Vaisto is b'chol you're allowed to. So Rove learned because of Ashoras Nimin, because he didn't hold the chshash of kshofim or the chshash of sakone. The whole time is he might be toilish saris, so in the middle of the week he's permitted. In Shabbos it's also al toilish. The kashelei the Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbi Yochanan. And then he had a problem. He didn't understand Rabbi Yochanan. Mi omar Rabbi Yochanan osa lekaneich becheres b'shabes. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold that it's osa lekaneich becheres b'shabes? Al medovo sheni miskaven osa. So we see Rabbi Yochanan hold that a dovo sheni miskaven is osa. Omar Rabbi Yochanan alochek istam mishneh. Rabbi Yochanan said alochek istam mishneh. And we have a star mishnah, usnan, nozir, choyfeif, umefasfeif. A nozir is permitted to be machlik saroi. He's permitted to unravel his hair. Avoloi seirik, he's not permitted to comb his hair because that's a psikration. So memele, so Rove asked, the way Rove understood pshat and Rabbi Yochanan, that the whole reason is also to use a cheres for kinuach and Shabbos, is because Shema Yitlash Saroi, so he had a steer in Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that a lochik is Stam Mishneh, and we have a Stam Mishneh that a Dovah Shenim is Kavan is Mutter. Ela machvalte kid Rav Nosson bar Oishie. So it's preferable to say the pshat of Rav Nosson bar Oishie, that the reason that what Rav Yechanan said, that also lekaneach b'shabbos is kol shkem b'chol. I would think Shabbos is mutter kamashim lon, that there is a tzad sakot. Zogt Rashi. Choyfeif machlik sarai, he smooths out his hair. Umefasfeis karfeo, he unravels his hair. Avoloi soirik v'masrik, he cannot use, he's not permitted to use a comb. The vadai meishel seyo, a comb will zicha be oiker sarais, umoide rabshimen bepsikreishe v'lo yomus. Rabshimen is moide by psikreishe. Avol choyfeif umefasfeis pa'omim she'enei meishel. It is, the Rashi says, as long as sometimes it is not meishes, so it's not a psikreishe. Or she meishes, afilu will take out tzaris, dovor she'ein miskaven muta. So dovor she'ein miskaven, and this is muta. Va'omar Rav Yechanan Tosfos, aloche kistam mishne. Vim toima, v'ho ba'goizol kame, b'perikame de meseches avoy de zora oma, b'trei mesechtes, ain seder le mishneh, that in two mesechtes we do not have a seder. Tosfos in a few places explains that even though there is a seder, when Rabbeinu HaKodesh was mesader the mesechtes, there is a seder, which mesechta comes after the other mesechta, the mishnayos have a seder. But that what Chazal tell us, Ein Seder Le Mishneh, means, but the Oifen HaLimud was not Mesudadik. That's the Taich Ein Seder Le Mishneh. In the yeshiva of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, they did not learn straight Shas. They did not go learn, they could learn first Baba Kam and then Mesechta Shabbos. That's the Taich Ein Seder Le Mishneh. So Memele, we can never know what Mesechtes or if we have. So Baishpul will have in Mesechtes Beye a machloikis about a dover she'ine miskaven. And in Mesechtes Nozer will have a stam mishneh that a dover she'ine miskaven is mutter. So now we have to find out the marzer of the yeshiva Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Did they learn Beye after Nozer, or did they learn Nozer after Beye? That means, if they learned first Mesechtes Nozer and then they learned Beye, so now we have a Kasha Rabbeinu HaKodesh. When he learned Mesechtes Nozer, he was Soisim Dover Sheni Miskaven as Mutter. Later, when he learned Mesechtes Beye, he brought down a Machloike. So what is Pshat? So Pshat and Rabbeinu HaKodesh is, a year later, a few years later, he came to Achlot, he should have not been Soisim that a Dover Sheni Miskaven as Mutter. So therefore he put down a machloikis. That is, if the Seder was that Beyer was learned after Nozer. If Beyer was learned before Nozer, so then it's a machloikis v'achakach stam. Because when he learned Mesechtes Beyer, he was not machriya what aloch it was. When he came to Mesechtes Nozer, he was machriya that a dovishenim is kavan is mut. So v'im taima. V'abagoizel kama v'perikama the Mesechtes avay de zora omar betrei Mesechtes ein Seder le Mishnah. In two mesechtes, we cannot know the Seder HaLimud. We do not know which mesechta Rabbeinu HaKodesh learned first and which one he learned afterwards. So, Memele, Frektach Toises, V'hocho Stam B'Nozir. That is true. We have a Stam Mishneh in Nozir that holds a Dovo Sheini Miskaven is Mutter. Uplukte B'Perik Sheini Debeye. But we have a Machloikis in Perik Sheini Debeye. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol akelim ein negrorim. One is not allowed to schlep a keli on the ground because he might make a charit. Chutz mino agole shekeveshes. And then Rav Shimon is chaylik. Ve'ein aloche kishtam. And then we won't paskin like this time. The shemo, maybe Mesechtes Beye was learned after Mesechtes Nozir. The Shema Stam v'achekach machloikasi. We do not know the Seder how they learned. We don't have a Messiah on this. So Memele, then we don't paskin like the Stam because it's Stam v'achekach machloikas. So what is the Gemara's Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan paskin like a Stam Mishneh. That's true. But he did not paskin by a stam vache kach machloikis. And maybe this is a stam vache kach machloikis. Ve'ein loima. Maybe you'll tell me. De la Rabbi Yochanan afilu stam vache kach machloikis halachikis stam. De Rabbi Yochanan holds. Afilu by stam vache kach machloikis halachis also kistam. He doesn't hold of this cloud. Stam vache kach machloikis ein halachikis stam. Ta maskinem ba'choylet salibe de Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara, they're speaking according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, the Rami Loch, the person who asked this kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, lechosh lekimche. He didn't know how to ask. The kasha finds sich nicht on. The Goyin says in Mishlei, the Mishnah in Ovei says, imein teure ein kemach, imein kemach ein teure. So the Goyin says, what does Kemach mean and what does Torah mean? Not the way we learn Kipshutai. No, the Goyin says Torah means Yediyas, that's Bekiyas, and Kemach means the analyzation. You take it apart, just like when you grind the chita, you take apart all the components of it. So the Kemach is called Iyun, that a person takes apart the whole sugya, that's called Kemach. Rabbi Kiva he used to take mountains and grind them together. He used to take them into it, and he ground the mountains together. That is called Kemach. So the Mishnah says, in Teire, imein Teire in Kemach, if you don't have any ideas, you just start with Kemach, you want to take it apart, you don't want to take it apart. Imein teure ein kemach, imein kemach ein teure. You need both. So al kaponim, so the Goyin says, that pshat loichosh lekimche. If he asked such a kasha, he didn't know how to take an Indian apart. So memele, yes, such a kasha, it's nishkishtoigen, nishkiflog, not a taitch loichosh lekimche. So the Gemara says in Yevomis, stam v'achakach machloikish, akid yes kakasha, an Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan Paskin is like a Stam Mishnah. This is a Stam Vachkach Machloikis. Vein Alochik is Stam. So Bekitzer Taisus has a Kasha. That the Gemara asks here a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan holds. That Rabbi Yochanan holds Alochik is Stam Mishnah. There's a Stam Mishnah in Nozir that says Adov Hashayna Miskaven is Mutter. Frektach Taisus, but there's a Machloikis in Beye. And in Treime Sechtes Ein Seidel Mishnah, we do not know which was learned first and which was learned afterwards. So Mamela, what is the Kasha in Rabbi Yochanan? V'tiritz Rabbeinu Shmuel, Mivardur, Diba Machloikis V'achakach Stam B'chode Mesechte, L'kul Alma Loche Kistam, K'de Porish B'per Kavde Mesechte Sabayde Zor, Amachloikis V'achakach Stam, which everyone holds, Alochik is tam. Baha, the posik, Rabbi Yudah, the cholamishane, yodi ala tachtoine, pshite, the machloik is vachkach stamu. Avol, betray mesechtes. But if you have two mesechtes, and you don't know how it was learned, even though Bey is before Nozer, it's kolam eroi sobri, dein alochik is tam. All the Amoraim hold the Ein Halacha Kistam, because we do not know the Seder. It could be, this is Tam V'Achakach Machloikis. The Rabbi Yochanan Islay, the Afilo B'Trei Mesechtes Halacha Kistam. Afilo B'Trei Mesechtes also Halacha Kistam. We don't know which was learned first. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, Tam V'Achakach Machloikis Ein Halacha Kistam. So Taisel will explain this in one Mishnah. And in 1 minute, Taisel will explain this. In that one case that Rabbi Yochanan holds halachic is stam by trei mesechtes, oi stam b'mas nisen, if you have a stam in the Mishnah, machloikis b'vreise, the mistame stam lipsoik. That Rabbi Yochanan held, if you do not know when Rabbeinu HaKodesh was soisim, so one can assume mistame he was soisim lipsoik. Ein lonu loimer shesosam Rabbi koidim, Bishub Chozar Mimashe Posak. We do not say that if we see a Stama, we see a Machloikis, even though it is possible that Rebbe was once Soisim like the like one time, and later he was chayzer. But that's if you know klal, it's one mesechta. So you see klal that this is what had occurred. But stame, we did not say such a thing. In this nekude of drei mesechtes stam va'achakach machloikis, if we assume that the stam was learned later, or we're chayish, maybe it's stam va'achakach machloikis, this is a machloikis amiroim alibe de Rabbi Yechem. Zot the Gemara weiter. Mike Shofim. The Gemara, we had said before that a person who's mekaneyach, who should not be mekaneyach with acheres, because there's a chshash of kshofim. So the Gemara says, my kshofim. So the Gemara says as follows, ki ho de rab chizde ve rabbe baravune have ka ozli ba'arbe. They were going in a ship. Omro lohu ahi matrunise, so a goite told them, asked them, Oisvon ba'daichu, I want to go together with you in this ship. They didn't want to take her on the ship. Other timing. They didn't want her on the ship. No, so she thought she'll show them. Omra ihi milse osarto liyarbe. So she said something with kishif, and she made that the ship doesn't move. Segeitach nisht. They're trying to move the ship in segeit nisht. Amru inu milse shariua. So they said something, so Rashi says, ayidei shem tare, they said Hashem, the machloikis, if they're also permitted to use kishuf lahatzel asatzmon, but upon them Rashi here in Shabbos says they said Hashem, and shariua, the ship started going. Amru lehu, so she told them, my i'aved lehu, what can I do to you? The loy mekanech lechu bechaspe. You're not mekaneach with acheres. We'll see other few things which kshofim is shoylet. So the Iyun Yaakov explains this Gemara very well. I mean, what is she saying? My avid lechu. She did, and they counteracted it. What? She said she can't do anything because the loy mekanech lechu bechaspe. Zok the Iyun Yaakov gevaldik. He says, in the ship she had a koyach. No, in the ship, so they're able to counteract. But if she would be able to use the kshofim on them, by avid lechu, so then in chovish atzim amater atzim in beis asurim, if she would get a hold of them, they couldn't do anything. No, pshat is to you, I can't chep it. I can only chep it with the ship. The ship, I'll do one thing, you'll counteract that. But to you, I can't do anything. So we see that al koponim, that a person who's mekaneach becheres, is kshofim could be shoylet. My avid lechu, doloi mekaneach lechu bechaspe. You're not mekaneach with acheres. Voloi koto lechu kino amonaichu. And you don't kill a kine on your baguette. V'loi shalef lechu yalke v'ochel lechu mikishe da'osa ginoi. When you get a bunion you get a bundle of scallions, or a bundle of onions, you do not take out one from the bundle, you open up the bundle, and then you separate it, but you do not schlep out any from the bundle. Agavuche, so we see all these things are kosher likshofim. The Yamshul Shleime in Chulin says, Af al pi sheyesh cherim kadmoinim sheloy lismoich al refuis, that is a cherim, one should not rely on the refuis that it says in the Gemara, mikol mokim, ma sheyesh lochush miinyonei kshofim sheloy yoichol min ha'aga tzorich lemeches. Yamshul Shleime says, these things a person daf yozain nizal. And these things what Chazal asa that it's olul pokshofim. Zot Rashi. matronise noch esoise. Omra milse de kshofim vasartam la arbo vloisosam im koime. Didn't move. Omra inu milse a yedei shem tare. The loy mekan chisu bechaspe sho ucho lases lochem kshofim. That we could do something to you. Loikoto luchu kina monaichu ve'ein atam hirgim kina bibigdeichem. Loy ocho luchu yarko mikishe da'osa gino. Ein atam moitzim. You do not take out shum, or krisha, or botzel. Don't take out knobel, or onions, or leech me agude, leek sheoigdim, agononim vo'oichlem. Ela atem metirim agude tchila, shma mino kolhani kosher l'kshof. All these things are kosher l'kshof. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma lei rav huna el rabbe brei, my time leishchiches kamei de Rav Chisda. Rav Huna asks his son, why didn't you go and learn by Rav Chisda? The machade din shmeite. Mamish the sugyas aklo and sharp I am. Why didn't you go? Om alei mai eze legabei. Why should I go to Rav Chisda? Dichi azilne legabei moisiv li bemili dalma. I go there to hear a shtik teire. And he sits me down and he tells me, Mili Dalme, he tells me. Ich gehe auf Herren Teure und er sucht mir Mili Dalme. Auf Mili Dalme darf ich nicht gehen zu Rav Chisda. So trashe, Moise li be Mili Dalme, Moise ibani lefonov, be divrei chinam, shein oi Teure. So my mele, I have nothing from that. Om Ali, and he tells over his father what he told him. Man da ayel beisakisei leileisev behedye. Zot Rashi leileisev behedye bemehira ubechayzik. Lefish niftach hanekev bechazoke. Venitkin shinei hakarkesha viyoytzeis. So memele, that is not the right thing to do to be peseach bemehira ubechayzik. One shouldn't do that. Voloi litrach tvei. You shouldn't, we have the gears of the Oruch, he says, he shouldn't force himself. The karkashta atla shini yosef, the kishkes are held by three shini, and dulma mishtamte shimi the karkashta vosi lidei sakon. By forcing himself, will come lidei sakon. So that's what Rabbi told his father, I want to go there to learn. I said, for solche Sachen. Oh, Malay. So, Rav Huna told Rabbi, who osik bechaye de Briyose? He's osik in the gesund von de Briyos. Va'at amrit bemili di alme. Koshkein zile gabe. I'm not the gewiss of my gain though. The Ben Yayoda has a pesashtikel diik over here on the Gemara. I mean, good, he told him that it's also something, Briyas Aguf is Oichet Aninyin. But what's the Koshken Zil Agabe? And if he wouldn't be Oisik in Briyas Aguf, he doesn't give a Shia in health. Koshken, Fakert, before, I thought, no, he only says a Shia. Now that he tells you health in Yonamo, Koshken, what's the Koshken? And then, Hu Osik Bechaye de Briyosa, Hu Medaber, what's Osik? So the Ben Yehuda says the Vashteis nicht that he's doing two things. Lemaisa number one, the Pashtis Dvorov is telling the Inyone Brius, but he's also Osik. He's Melabish in the Inyone Brius. He's melabish divrei teire. He says that taif teire im derech eretz. That when a person is speaking really the derech eretz, he's melabish divrei teire. So the Ben Yehuda says, so what was he saying over here? So he says be'etzem eretoch wegen andere Sachen also. He says he's talking man da ayil lebeis hakisei. So he says, Olam Hazeh is nimshol to a beis hakisei. The pasuk, Liyoyim hakese yovoi beisoi. Kesa means an amugbal dikis man. So oilam haze is a person is an oilam haze only for a mugbal dikis man. A person is only coming for a mugbal dikis man. So man da ayo, a person who enters oilam haze beiske oilam haze. So Mamelis, he should realize this is only a part-time job. Is lo yeshe behedye, lo yimoyer velot be'esig zeh. He shouldn't jump into yonei oilam hazeh. This is only a temporary matzah. And also lo litrach, he shouldn't be doichik es hasho. He says, what'll come out of it? He says, because, he says, karkashte is really, it's derived from two words. Korich v'shosa. Korich means achile, korich rifte, and shosa means shtie. So the karkashta, the kishkis are the mokim with achile shtie is mave. Oilam hazeh is also a mokim hamave that the person goes through with achile v'shtie kol amal odom lepiu. This is the oilam hazeh. So he says, the ganz oilam hazeh is totally state of drei inyonim. Teiren avoiden gemilas chasodim. And if it'll be, vetzach in ganzen einton in oilam hazeh, or he'll be matze matzma in inyonim oilam hazeh, so it'll come out so the three amudim, the teiren avoiden gemilas chasodim, wellen abgerissen werden. So memela, so he says, so therefore a person should go with moderation. That is, so that was the Divrei Torah that Rav Chisda was saying, and Agavuche was telling Ginyoni Mili Debrius also. Hayu lefanov tzroir v'cheres. The person has on Shabbos a tzroir v'cheres. Rav Huna Oma mekaneach b'tzroir v'ein mekaneach b'cheres. He should be mekaneach b'tzroir, even though a tzroir does not have a teiris keili, ve'ein mekaneach becheres, even though the cheres does have a teiris keili, but the cheres is a sakone. So therefore, the cheres should zicher not be used. He should use the tzroir. It doesn't have a teiris keili, it's all to cover the brias, they were matter to use tzroiris. Rav Chisda Oma mekaneach becheres ve'ein mekaneach b'tzroir. Rav Chisda holds mekaneach becheres ve'ein mekaneach b'tzroir. So it could very well be that Rav Chisda held, we're speaking about Shabbos, Rav Chisda held that the whole shash is not al sakonif, the shash is al kishuf, and al kishuf we hear the svara of the Chassam Sofer, that shema mitzvah lo yede dovaro, so it is preferable to be mahader and shmira Shabbos and use a keli, not to come on to the heter of kovad abriyas and to use a tzroyer, which is not a keli. Meisvei, frek te gemara kashen ravuna, hoyu lefonov tzroyer becheres, mikaneach becheres, ve'eine mikaneach betzroyer. Tiyuvte de ravuna, so we see klar that there's no sakone in a cheres. So therefore one should use a cheres on Shabbos. Tirgeme rafram ba'apope kame de Rav Chisda libe de Rav Huna ba'oignei kelim. That here we are speaking about ba'oignei kelim, they are smooth, so there is no sakona whatsoever. If there is no sakona, so then one is permitted, so fakel, then one should use a cheres als the maile of this is a keli. And what's with the kishif, the kishayle? So, other the way the Chassam Sofer says that if the only shayla is only a kishif, so then the shema mitzvah la yeda dovaro, or others want to say that oignei kelim, there is no shlita of kishif also. Zot Rashi, ve'ein mekaneach b'tzroir b'shabbes. Af al pi the lav bar tiltul hu ba'alme, even though it's a lav bar tiltul, ein mekanech becheres, Rashi says klo mishum sakone. Only al tzakone it is osar in Shabbos. Kaneich becheres sheyes teires keili yoleh. Bognei keilim sheim chalokim ve'eino mikarem es haboso. Again, if there's no sakone, that's also memela, one should zichi use in Shabbos acheres. Agav ulche, we've been learning in the sugya of kinuach, and Chazal said that one could take three avonim. There's a moiridike, Shubis Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim clears a shaila if one is the Divrei Chaim in Chelek Bey Simen Tes, clears a shaila if one is allowed to answer Omein on a broch of a cotton, and he clears the shaila, there's two shailas, maybe the cotton is not Mekaneach Karoy de Piataba, so there's still tzoya there. So there's a shayla on him making the broche, and there's a shayla on answering Omin on the broche. So the Divrei Chaim says as follows. He says, answering Omin on the broche, it's no shayla, because it's mechuse. So that's no shayla. No, there's a shayla on the tinnik to make a broche. So he says that tinnik is a lav bach. Yuve, so memele is also not doing kot moichol neveirus. So Memela, on him there's also no Issa, he's a lav bachi yuv, and one is permitted to answer Omein. Then he goes further, what's about to answer Omein on a broch of an Am Ha'oretz? That is not Mekaneach Karoi. So the Divrei Chaim says, he says, an Am Ha'oretz is not Mekaneach Karoi, he says, you see Bizman Chazal, that three Avonim were sufficient. He says, what Chazal were able to accomplish with three Avonim, every Am Ha'oretz is also able to do. As Isaac the Divrei Chaim. It is very interesting, the Stipler in a brief writes, there was someone that was very nervous, that is Yonoki, Nishnoki, so he says, one can be Seimach on the Divrei Chaim, but the Divrei Chaim said that it is, that we can be soimach on Chazal, it's a moira de kelimut. And if Chazal held that three avonim is sufficient, so that is after that it does not go into the category of tzaye b'fiyat habas, even though it is not noki legamri. Zogt Gemara weiter. Hoyu lefonov tzroir ba'asabim. If a person had in front of him an alternative, either he should use a tzroir, or he should use a sabim, what should he use? Rav Chizde v'Rav Hamnune. Chad oma mekaneach b'tzroir, v'ein mekaneach b'asabim. V'chad oma mekaneach b'asabim, v'ein oi mekaneach b'tzroir. Let us see Rashi, what the shaila is over here. Dr. Rashi, ve'einay mekaneach ba'asabim, she'asabim lachim. The asabim are wet, v'choytchin es haboso. Now exactly what this means, I don't understand. L'chayre, if they're wet, that is a sibe for v'choytchin es haboso, that's why it's choytach. L'chayre, something is wet, it's more flexible. Getting Shulchan Aruch, it is brought down, and that Bemison is later maskone, that Fakert Asabim Yeveshim is also, because it's Asakone, it's Chaytach Asabosa, Asabim Lachim is Muta. So it's very unclear that Rashi says Asabim Lachim V'Chaytachin Asabosa. The only way I could understand it, I really don't know if Rashi means this, but the Stipler in Yenna brief, when he speaks about the Oifen HaKinuach, he says one Al Kaponin should make sure that even though it's brought down from the Arizal, that one should be Mekaneach B'mayim, in order to ensure that it should be completely Mekunech, he should make sure it shouldn't remain wet. Because if the Mokim remains wet, it's olol to get sores by say Mokim, and that one shouldn't do. So maybe that's what Rashi means over here, that the lachos will bring sores, or the mokim will be chapped or something. That's what Rashi means. But I don't understand like this what Rashi means. Shasabim lachim v'choitchen as abosa. Rabbi Seinu meforshim that the iser is mishum tlishe. He might be toilish to asabim in Shabbos. Ve'ena yedei amal. The iba asabim mechuborim. If we're speaking about the asabim mechuborim, Meike man de shori. So how could one man the yomer say it's preferable to use asabim over tzreiris? Chemedume ani the mukmi lo b'mechuborim. But ask me the rabbis of Rashi that time that it's speaking about takim b'mechuborim umekaneich v'hen b'chiburon. And the shaila was, are you chayish that in the process of kinuach he might be toilish? Ve'enei mekaneach betzroer, the lav bar tiltulu. Hilkach mekaneach ba'asabim, kshehen memechuber. Okay, this is according to the rabbi Yisov. Ve'loi yezizem. Ve'loi yezizem is also difficult to understand. When Rashi, ve'lochere Rashi is saying, it seems that this is a gringere tiltul, it seems. This is, And if we're speaking about mukta lochayre, I don't know if the asabim are any better in mukta than the tzreiris. But could be v'lo yezizem, that means since it's oimed b'mkoymoy, could be that's kill, that is not called a tiltul gomor. So that's the preferability of asabim over tzreiris. Mishum shimush b'mechuba, Rashi yes, the halach is one is not allowed to be mishtamish b'mechuba. Loi mitzah kedamrinim be'erivim be'per gimel, loi osru elo be'ilon u'be'kanim, and the bachas moisev u'zrodim u'prishin koshin. All these things are lefisha, and these things are hard. So these things, they were asr l'shtamish b'mechuber, because they might come and tear it out. But something that is soft and flexible does not go into this issa. So it seems that was the meduba yichayish. Maybe he might be tailish though. Meisve hamekaneach bedover shoir sheletes boy shino v'tachtoynes noishreis. So memele it says that there's a shaila of kishuf. If he uses something that is flammable, is shino v'tachtoynes noishreis. So how could one say that he should use a sabbat? So the Gemara says, Loikasha, or Belachin, Hobi Yevashin. That Belachin, Faker, Lachin, we're speaking about Lachin over here. So Lachin, the Eir is not Shoilet. And Yevashin is Taka also. Shinav Noishre, Shine Hape, Mikal Kisha. Lachin ain't Eir Shoilet boy. Agav Urche, we have here a Gemara, that one should not be Mekaneich with something that is flammable, a oil shaylet boy. So the shayla is, how do we use paper? So we're saying mechan the Ramah. The Ramah in Simin Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph says, va'achshav shabotai kisoi shalonu einom basode, nogu lekaneach becheres, v'chein nogu lekaneach bedovor shal oil shaylet boy. He says, the whole shash was only besode. But be'ir, there's no chash. That is the moki maheta. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hanitzrach lefanois ve'ochal. This girs is the ribs girs, and it sounds better in the flow of the Gemara. Rav Chizde ve'ravine chad oma ruach roshe letes boy ve'chad oma ruach zuhamo she letes boy. What is a ruach ron, ruach zohame? So Rashi says, ruach ro, lachim yid Rashi for einer shaylet boy. Ruach ro, reyach hapeh. Shazevel markiv b'meayim, b'yoytze reyach derech pit. Ruach zohamo, kol gufoy masriach. B'zeyam misreches. Shareyach nivla b'vsori b'vayvorov. Have a boy, and eventually from this reich, have a boy, lezeyem mezuhemes. So memele, so the machloike says this, how far the kilku could be, either a reich hapeh, or the whole goof is masriah. Tanya keman doma ruach zaham meshaletes boi. De sanya nitzach in the kova bo oichel doima le tamosh o tanosh e siku al gav aforei. Zu hi tchilas ruach zuhamo. So memela, just like by a sokes hatano, you have to first get rid of the ashes, so here also one should be mefane. Hutzrach lefanois veine yochel lefanois, omar Rav Chisda, yamoid v'yeshe, yamid v'yeshe. Rav Chana min ado omar, yistalek letztodim, he should go to a different mokim. Rav Amnun omar, yemashmish betzrer bo yisoy mokim. Rabbonon omri, yosiach daite. He should be mesiach bas. Omar lei ravache, berei derovel a ravashi. Kolshkein dech imosach daite loy mefane, if it's Messiah das, it does ich won't help the situation. Omar lei, no, yosiach datoi mi dvorim acher. Omar rav yirmiye mi difti, le didi chozili yahu taye, iso ha yishmoel, vikom vi yosef, vikom vi yosef, ad shofach kikdeire. And it was very matzliach. That was this eitzah we had before. Tana Rabon, hanichnas lesudes kvar, yahalech yud po'omim shel arba ameis, that 10 times you should walk, four ameis and sit down, and then again, get up and sit down. Po'omri lo dalet po'omim shel eser ameis, v'nifne v'nichnas v'yeshev b'mkayna. Zogt Rashi, the Eina Yochel Lefanei Sheina Nekev Niftach Yistalek Litzdodim Shebodek Atzmei Bezovezu Yistalek Lezovez Acheres V'yivdek Taya Yishmoel Hanichne Lesude Skva Ugnayu Loi Mitzdarech Lamoid Min Asude Lefanei Yud Pomim Yantim Bein Pam Lepam V'yivdek Atzmei V'yivshu Mibnei Shalachinein. The boards were wet, so they wanted that the air should be able to flow through. That's how the Orach learns. Rashi learns, Bein patzim l'chaveiroi, shemisadrim tzimim va'amudim v'koiris, when they used to make piles of boards, voisin savor shel koiris ala oretz, v'yesh cholol bein zelazeh. So the bottom row is not completely covered with boards, there are spaces in between. And then let's say he used to go crisscross, so the first row was going horizontally, the second row was going vertically, and there's places between one board and the other board, and if there will not be something underneath to support the board, because of the pressure, it might become crooked. So there was a standard amount of a cheres that was used in the lumber yards to support the boards. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Oimer Kedei Lachtois Boi Esaur. Rabbi Meir says that if a person has a cheres, that one can extract a coal from a fire, make sure he shouldn't burn himself, so that is choshev already. Rabbi Yaisi Oimer Kedei Lekabel Boi Revius. If the cheres is large enough that it is machzika revius, so that is a cheshiva. So we have a three-way machloikis. Omer Rab Meir, af al pi she'ein raya ledova, even though it's not an offener raya, zeicha ledova, to my shia. The posik says, lo yimtso b'mechitosoi cheres. He was speaking about that there was, the Novi is speaking about that they depended on a tremendous chayma, on a tremendous wall. So the Novi says, this wall is going to be shattered to pieces. Lo yimotzei b'mchitosoi. Now, after it shattered, you will not find in the broken pieces cheres, a cheres that's big enough, lachtois eish miyoko, that it's big enough to extract a gacheles from a fire. So we see from this, but that means, in other words, what is the pasuk telling us? That the wall will be shattered completely, that the remnants will be useless. So vaystachoyz, if it would be, you would have there a cheres, the size to extract a gacheles from a fire, so you could still use it. But liyimtsa b'mechita asoy cheres lachtoy seish miyokot. Vaistachoyis, this alkaponim has a cheshivis. Amale Rab Yosi Misham Raya, you're bringing me a raya from this posik, not like me. It says right afterwards, v'lach soif mayim migeve, and you will not have a cheres that is large enough to extract water from a hole. So memela, you see, this is also achshibes. So memela, the same posik that says that lach tais eish miyokud is achshibes, shteit tochoichet lach soif mayim migeve is achshibes. Let us see Rashi. Zeichel davo de cheres choshu bachtias ur. That is a shimush, that is a use of a cheres, that you take out a gacheles from a fire. Lachsoif, lidlois, you shep out some water. Vechaveiroi, chespi shoivel. Chespi, you should extract, take out, mayim sha'al hanesive. Shoivel is a loshen shvil. So the Navi is telling them that they have to go in Golitz, and the paths will be full of water. So chespi mayim shala nesive. You should take out, you should chep out the water from the paths. Shetztitztarchi laver akshomi musriyas noris. You'll have to go over places which will be flooded from rains. And the noris went over. They went over the gvul, they went on the shvilim. So memela, you'll have to go and drain the paths. Migeva gume shamayim nikbotzim besoich. Zog the Gemara. Mistavro shiure de Rav Yosi nofesh. Rav Yosi said that the size of the cheres is, it holds a revius. Rav Meir said that the size of the cheres is that it can take out a coal from a fire. So the Gemara says, Mistavre shiyure de Rabbi Yosi nofesh. How big a piece of cheres do you need to take out a coal? Small piece is also sufficient. A cheres the size of a revius, shtal zach for, you have a briske revius over here, so memele, it's pretty big. So Mistavre, the shir of Rabbi Yosi, that says the shir is a revius, is greater than the shir of Rameya. Aber umikra, but if you look at the posik, shiyure de Rameya nofish. The shir of Rab Meya is larger than the shir of Rab Yosi. Let us see Rashi. Mistavre shiyure de Rab Yosi nofish, mikra shiyure de Rameya nofish. At Kafki, the Gemara is asking a kasha. Claim it. Lefi divrayim, you just look at the machloikis in the Mishnah, nire it would seem, sherab meyer machma. The oma lachtais bayu, he said that the size of a cheres is to take out a coal. Leipire shiure. Didn't say what the shir is. The cheres puta chosdi lechod de gacheles. How big a cheres do you need to take out one coal? A small cheres is sufficient. The ilu lekabel revius mayim, if you have a cheres that should have in it a revius mayim, nofish shiur, that's a big shiur already. So lechayre misvara would seem that Rab Meir's shiur is smaller than Rab Yosi. Aber vechima aynis bikro, but if you look at the posik, lach seif mayim zuta, it would seem that this is a smaller shiur. The is al kedaitach lach seif mayim nofish. If you'll say that this is a greater shear, layitlo. He was mekalel. He cursed them and he said shloi vaser bo afilu klikot. In this large wall, nothing will be left over. Afilu klikot. V'hoda omak kligodl. And then he says there won't be left over a larger keli. V'chiderech hamekalelim came. So if the posik is telling us lo yimotzi b'mach b'michtosoi cheres lachtos eish miyokud, and then it says further v'lachsoi mayim migeve, so it seems that not only will there won't be a cheres lachtos eish, there even won't be a cheres lachsoi mayim migeve. So we see klal that is smaller.
Let us see the Gemara. The Salkid Daitoch. Shiyure de Rabbi Yaisi Nafish. Layit lo bemone zutre. Vahoda layit lo bemone rabbe. So our kochach, so we have to say that this is smaller. That is right. On the pasuk you see that this is smaller. And you said praktish a cheres to take out one gacheles is less than a revius. We're speaking about to take it out from a large fire. From a large fire, a person has to have a larger cheres to ensure he doesn't burn himself. Amar Rabbeinu Masnisin, the Koma Rab Meir, Lachta is Ermeki, the Gdoila Koma. They're speaking about a large fire. Shafilu Gachelus Ktana in Eroi Lachta is Boela Becheres Godel, Ibnei Shehu Nichve, in order to ensure that he won't burn himself. So therefore, one needs a large Cheres. So that's what it is, Lamaisa. Rab Meir is a greater Mekel. And Rabbi Yossi is a greater machma. Rabbi Yossi is a smaller shear. Rabbi Yossi oimer misham raye. Forget the pasuk says that there won't even be a cheres that is large enough to take out some water. Fact the Gemara shapir kami le Rabbi Yossi le Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yossi says forget the pasuk says that this also is a cheshivis. But Rabbi Meir said no. You're not learning the correct pshat in the pasuk. Loi mi boy kama. The pasuk says, "Loi mi boy midi de choshev lenshi." Not only won't there be left over the remnants of the wool, there won't be left over something that is choshev de loy lishtakech lei. Al afilu midi de loy choshev lenshi loy lishtakech lei. Even lachsev mayim igever, which in Yisoid is not choshev, it has a shimush, but it is not choshev. That will also not be left over. Shape kama Rabbi Yossi, the medelayit boshmami no the chazi. So we see that this is also choshev. Moses afilamidid loy choshev kigen lachsev mayim loy lishtakach bo. Lo oilam loy choshev shiyure elo lachta yisu. Chodron aloch hameitziyayim. Zok the Mishnah. Oma Rabbi Yakive minayin lavoy de zore shemetamo bemasa kenideh. How do we know that Avodah Zarah is metame b'maseh? That means even though one is not touching the Avodah Zarah, but he's carrying the Avodah Zarah, that he becomes tameh. This is kenide shenemar tizreim kemoi dovo. Tzei toim aloi. So this is speaking about Avodah Zarah. So it says you should throw it out, you should kemoi dovo, tzei toim aloi. Ma nido metamo b'maso, af avoyde zore metamo b'maso. Zog Rashi. Omer Rabbi Kiva minayim la avoyde zore. So Rashi is a kasha, how does this come into Masechta Shabbos? So Rashi says, Mishim deboi le misne badayu minayim shemarchitzim es amila. Weiter we're going to have in this perik, another minayim. This perik is all the minayims of Rabbi Kiva. And one of the minayims is minayin shemachitzin asamila. So memele, so, and this has a pesachayches in Shabbos, if it falls out the third day, one is malchitz the mila, it's daf peivova medal, minayim shemachitzin asamila b'yem ashlish chaliyiz b'Shabbos. So this memra of Rabbi Kiva is negeye mesech to Shabbos. So we brought already all the memras of Rabbi Kiva. Mishum daboy le misne badayu, minayin shemachitzin esamile kailu lahanach the damyelo. So these are all the minayin that Rabbi Kiva said. B'masa adam hanoisa, person will carry avay dezor. Tizrem kemaydove b'avay dezore mishtoy. Zok taisves. Omer Rabbi Kiva minayin l'avay dezore. Perish bekuntres the noket lahoche mishum deboy lemisne minayin shemachitzin esakotn. Vein nire. So if the whole reason all these members of Rabbi Kiva were brought here was only because Rabbi Kiva also has a Shabbistiki memre, so Memelis al Kaponim start with the Shabbistiki memre, That's how it comes into Masechet Shabbos, and then bring all the other members of Rabbi Kiva. So that's the Megillah Shleimer wants to answer on Rashi, that Rabbi Kiva said everything with a Seder. So they didn't want to break the Seder Advorim that Rabbi Kiva had made. But so therefore, if in the middle of a Seder was Shabbos, so they left it in the middle. But the whole reason they brought the whole thing was because Hata Shabbos, the Shabbos the Kalochis also. For Oid, another Kasha Taisvis asks, if the whole Indian is because there's a Shabbos the Kalochis that Rabbi Kiva speaks about also, the Avalel Misnai Beper Kabbalazza the Mila. The Kelso, this is a Mila the Kalochis, so it's the wrong Perik. Alanire, a different reason that it comes in. Agav, the Tonel, La El, Besaif, HaMoitzi, Kroi des machte gabi cheres. The Gemara, we brought down a posik in Yeshaya Lamed la yimtze be michtosoi cheres. Kro de tizrei musomuch lai kroi da isele la yimtze be michtosoi cheres. So memele, he says, Vakel, this is the same capital in Yeshaya Lamed. So Memele, so that's why this came after this. That's why he brought the memories of Rabbi Kiva right after this, because it's the same capital. Zok the Gemara, Tnan Hosam. We learned a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Mi shahoya kaisoloi samach l'Avodah Zarah. That's Rashi's Girsa. Shahoya oisai kaisel mechitza af lebeis avodah zarah. The Ritva explains that it is speaking about as follows, that there was a guy that had a wall, and he had a house. And now the Yid went to build a house, his own house, so he was saimach on the wall of the guy. That means he's using the wall of the guy as a fourth wall of his house. Now, when he built his house, this wall was still a wall that belonged to a guy. Nothing was wrong with it. Later, as time progressed, the guy became an oivid avodah zarah, and he was oivid the wall. We'll see, the wall became mamish avodah zarah. Is misha yabesei somach l'avodah zarah, v'nofal, osa livnoisa. So now, he wants to build it for himself. He's stuck without a wall. So he wants to build a wall. But if he'll be build a wall, so also live nice, the kamahani lavay desare. That means even though he's doing it for himself, but vinishtvi, he's building now a wall for the avay desare. Is keitzad yase, koines l'seich shaloi daladamis. So therefore, he goes in daladamis, he makes a shir mokain between his dire and the base of Avodah Zarah, ubayne. Let us see Rashi. Also, levnoisei de kamahani l'Avodah Zarah. Zok Taisvis. Also, levnoisei. Afilu l'man diyoma beperikama de mesechtes Avodah Zarah. There's a man diyoma that says, nene osa. Mahane mutter. A person is not allowed to be nene from Avodah Zarah. Liyidbak biyot chamuma min acherem. But mahane is mut. There's a machloikis in this. So memele, so you see that there's no issa to be mahane Avodah Zarah. Is hani miri legabi meches. Sheinire kol kach la Avodah Zarah kavanosoi. Elo kidei sheinichu lave. Avol hochen nire kilu boine lo bayis. There the mice is as follows. He's entering in a store and he's purchasing something, but he has to give taxes. Now the taxes will be spent for the Tzeirech Avodah Zarah. So it says that he's allowed to do it. So Taisa says because there it's indirect. Why? He's not giving it for that purpose. He's giving it Kedei She'enichu Laver. What they're going to do with the money, that's their cheshbon already. But Al Kaponim, he mitzad atzmoi is not giving to the Avodah. I mean, they'll later do, they'll put it in the pushka of the Avodah Zarah. What the people will do with the money, they're using it for Avodah Zarah. But by giving it to them directly, he's not doing something directly for Avodah Zarah. And his purpose is that he should be able to go through like this. If he doesn't give the taxes, they won't let him through. But here, pshat is, even though he's also doing for himself, he needs it for himself, but al kaponim, here directly the avodah zarah is benefiting from his wool. Mashenkin over there, it is indirectly. Why is it indirect? Because pshat is that he gives it to them and they use the money for avodah zarah. There's another teretz that the Ritva says here. There was a very interesting upmach, that there was a person could avoid paying the taxes. If he would put on, if a person would be masking to wear a wreath around his head and put a wreath around the head of his chamoya, he was potter from taxes. But the wreath showed that he was mashiv the yontif, the chogit. But if he doesn't want to do that, he has to pay the taxes. So he says, there, by paying the taxes, you are mitzadecha being mevazed avodah zarah. So he's showing that it's kedai to spend money and be not to wear the wreath. So memele, so there in the mahana zayin is a patch upon him also. So therefore it is also. Therefore it is mutter. Mashenken over here, there's no patch upon him. He's mahana them with a geheriga wool. So therefore this is also. Kindness will say shaloi daladamis, the mesechtes avaydezore porichalo poshovik rafchel avaydezore. He's donating place life. He comes in for amis, so he's donating place life avaydezore. Mishani lo, either he makes it for a beis akise or he plants thorns there. He's not donating anything. But lamaisa his dire will become dalad amis smaller. Hoya shaloi v'shel avaydezoret. What if the place, that means, so the first case we're speaking about where the Ritva says that really it belonged to the goy. What if shoya shaloi v'shel avaydezoret? When he built it b'shutfes with the goy. Half of the wall belongs to him, and half of the wall belongs to the goy. And later the goy got frum, and he was magdish, or he was ovid, his half of the wall. Hoye shaloi v'shel avaydezore, nidain machza al machza. Hoye shaloi v'shel avaydezore, shahoye chatzi mokim ha-kaisel shel avaydezore. Half of the place belonged to the avaydezore, half of the place belonged to him. Nidain machza al machza. So as Rashi says, a machze shaloi nechsheves ba'arba amois shal knise. That means when he has to go in for amis, so these two amis are part of his indentation, because these two amis belong to him. Lefisha chayvu chachamim la'achike mishaloi arba amis v'likonis kulei b'seich shaloi. So machze, so that's pshat in the Gemara. Oye shaloi v'shal avay nezore nidain. Machza al machze, that means he cannot build a kaisel. If the mokim a kaisel was for amis, he cannot build a kaisel where that kaisel ended, even though this is for amis from the beginning of the other kaisel. But because, since he has to be malchik, his chelik, so he has to be malchik, so we don't cheshbin of we only cheshbin of his chelik was two amis. So he has to be kindness l'seich shaloi another two amis. That's how Rashi learns. The Ritva asks on Rashi, doesn't understand what the chiddush is. Hashteita. He has to be kindness l'seich shaloi, and the two amis of the goy have no shaykhis. So he brings from the Rambam a yisoidus de kizach in Hilchis Shutfet. He says that normally when Shutfim build a kaisel biyachat, so there's an ansadi that they're masking that the shimush ha'avonim should be equal by both shutfim, and both should be able to use the avonim on all sides. But he says, here, when a person is building with a goy, that there's a potential that he might make it for avodah zarah, so here there's a chaluke b'shas binyan ha'kaisel. There's a mutual understanding that each one wants that his avonim should remain his. So here, shtel tzachavek, that the avonim on his side are his, Marze al Marze. So half of the Avonim belong to him. The Avonim on his side belong to him. And that doesn't become Nesar, because in other Meisad of Hashayni Shaloi, the other half belongs to the Goy. Avonov ve'etzov ve'aforov metamim kisheret. In the Avonim, which is Avodah Zarah, this is metamim kisheret, shenemar shakit seshaktenu. That's what it says in the Mishneh. Rabbi Kiva Imer Kinido, Shanema Tizrem Kamaido, Manida Metama Bemase, not only Bemage, Afavedezore Metama Bemase. So Trashi Shakit Shakteno, Loshin Shekets Kesheret, Shaini Metama Bemase, only Bemage. Nida Betama Bemase, Odom Hanoisov, a person will carry a Nida, even though he's not touching her. The Iskish Lizo, Vadova Benidosa Vazova Zoibe, Mizov metame b'masa d'chsi b'chol anigei b'chol ashiye tachtov yitma d'orem v'anoisei oisom. This is going af hazov b'mashma oisom. So a person will carry a zov, he's also tomei. So memele. So hu adin that, so that is the chayma that Rabbi Kiva is moisev, it's metame b'masa. Zog toisviz, avono v'eitza v'aforov metamem kisheret. Afilu man di yom pekimul de mesechtes abay de zora she nishtabro me eileo. If it broke by itself, muteret. So why is it mitame? Mukilo bi yirshalmi ki goyin she hishtacheve lechol evan ve evan. It's speaking about that each evan was a mazundere abay de zora. O lechol eitz ve eitz lechol ofa ve ofa. The hava abay de zora shleimet. Even though the wall broke down, abay de zora did not break down.